not about anything other than the guard.
All right.
Thank you. Well, that's, it's good to remind the country that we're still on the course, you know.
That's good.
Harry's law, 3, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I hope that one gets closed by the treatment and stuff, but so far. We just left the battle.
We're fighting up. And they're trying to, they could fight the economic one, they may disagree with them, but they had to give that way, that's why they were getting flustered. Right.
Would you like me to bring you up to date?
Yeah.
Where we are.
Gruder's on today, right?
Gruder's on today.
Did he carry Heller, but I saw that he was really going kind of well.
Yes. Swinging it in.
How much is true? Most of it.
About 80%, I suspect. He's stretching himself.
Uh-huh.
He must be stretching himself.
He proved to be a facile liar before, yes. So he never showed up.
Never came to fight.
But what he, how does he gain by stretching himself? Is he gain?
I don't know unless he feels the safety in numbers.
Adding people to the group.
Adding people to the group. Now, we do have one development time, but this is bad news. Strong has asked for a minute from the committee. They've apparently agreed to give it to him. Ask for it. Strong says in return, he'll testify to Bob's view about the whole cover-up. Bob Hull. Told me shortly after, within a week after the break.
Bob knows.
I presume so, it's on the wires. It's on the wires. As you know, I presume John may apparently, John turned up with a memorandum, which and all of the plans of the property, like the last one, which was to use covert means to get a look at the old bird's file, doctor's file, and John had a mission.
You know what?
He had a mission.
Did I initial it?
No. John.
I could, or
I could. John Ehrlich had a mission. So, and John is testified John do anything. So John's got a real problem. I talked with John Wilson. He's pretty upset. But John Burton has a pretty severe problem.
After he had COVID. Well, why did the judge try to do it?
Yes, I did. No, that's not. So we're gonna break his place.
Well, you can still say covert means,
so he would detect that line.
But yeah, there's no other specific.
But in the view of John's testimony. Apparently, Kroger is also not
changes to a lot of bodies.
They have a lot of Kroger back and forth grand jury
tomorrow.
He has, apparently, he had that memorandum in his file that didn't have the bottom part on it. This was the last item on it. He had never recalled seeing it. I mean, he didn't recall that memorandum. Their definition. So these are both.
These are. This is a file from Ehrlichman to whom?
It's a file that. It's a memorandum that Young and Crow.
I would approve the whole damn thing. Young and Crow prepared.
Crow and Young prepared the memorandum and sent it to Ehrlichman. Ehrlichman signed off on it.
Ehrlichman signed off on it. I was worried about my
father. But it does give John a very serious problem. So this one, this is developing. This is not out yet. But in the interview of Dean Sergeant Seth by Dash and Thompson, Dean, but the only thing with it is that Dean has told Dash and Thompson that on two occasions he mentioned the civil suit to you and told you that the civil suit would be taken care of because one of the attorneys could fix the judge, Jake Richards.
Yeah.
And of course, Ritchie Wilson.
Ritchie?
Ritchie is a square, decent man in the crowd. He said, told me he told me, Dean says he told me that the civil suit didn't be fixed.
He told you that the civil suit was being fixed. Until after election, the way it sounds like.
Well, after election.
Now, he never saw you but once in that period, and that was on September 15th.
Well, the only man that's got anything on that is Holden. Did you check in and see what the other's got?
I've got all of his notes.
All of them. All of them. He showed me his notes on that, and it was totally it was about a number of items, about what various things.
Not a thing
about that civil suit.
Not anything what Dean said. Bob doesn't have any notes about anything Dean said in that case.
Oh, what is it about?
In the 15th. See, you and Bob were having a discussion, and Dean came in for a while. And,
Marcus of the fact that they had any for over there. And Bob, I think, Phelps did also show. I recall. I asked him, I said, what the hell did we talk about this? And he looked over the whole thing and said, no problem. I said, oh, there was. So we talked about O'Brien's IRS thing. And
yes.
What the hell are we doing about the IRS? That's in there.
I've got that.
That was in there. That was a minute. There was no talk about the damn civil suit. I can assure you.
Well,
I would talk about fixing Richard Paul Price. Now, Dean doesn't think I'm good. You don't believe that. But I'm trying to weaken up. Let's try to fix the judge.
Well, he's picked a firm. He said that the man who said that will fix Richie will drum on his feet.
On his feet? You know, Roman.
Oh, God. He's furious. So is Edmund Cave, his second partner.
Edmund Cave and Roman Beaver in the Eisenhower administration. They are two of the most honorable, decent men I ever
heard. Very good reputation. Very good.
They'll deny it.
Oh, absolutely. They'll make me know. Get on.
What else did you say?
This is about all we have so far. And tonight I'll get a better rundown.
Who gives you that option?
He didn't give it to me directly, but he said it to me. Just over. I've got to walk home.
Well, then maybe our judgment about being here is that you're wrong. I would assume that you would have tried to be very narrow. But why would he run something in? Why does he not necessarily run an assault on the president in something that maybe he tried to fix?
Maybe he did try. And he wants to spread it out as wide as he can. The government said. It's possible.
God, I'm sorry, that's wrong. Strong and go on to deny.
Strong of what?
He denied. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking about something else. Strong, you mentioned.
No, Strong has asked for immunity. No. And the committee has voted to give him
immunity.
Asked for immunity for
him. He is supposed to pull the chain on Holden.
He said that he would testify that Holden was aware of the cover-up building and fully.
Probably when he
got a week or so after the break.
Doesn't claim mine. I never saw Strong. And Holden never told me. I don't think Strong. What's the Christ made Strong? Strong is just crap.
I don't know. I haven't had a feedback.
I believe Bob Holmbrook. That's a funny thing.
Well, interestingly,
I'm a loyalist to. God darn it! I don't believe Bob Holmes would lie to me about that. I asked him personally.
I'm reading Bob's testimony. Although Bob, said, and I know he told John Wilson that for instance, on the budget reports.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not going to say categorically that I didn't sign off. Because they came in and they...
No, that's another thing, but about the cover-up, but the strong road, if they're gonna cover the goddamn thing up, which means that they're gonna subvert Magruder to perjury.
I don't know what else I'm saying.
Well, this is the kind of stuff we've got to expect.
We've got to expect.
We always...
It's gonna break down a while.
Huh?
It's gonna break down a while for a while, quite confusing, probably quite a few contradictions.
I would hope that Bob and John, they ought to put out public statements for the other committee, they must be up in 3 more weeks.
Bob is going to be in a few tonight, about a big stand.
Is he? On oath?
Mike Strick was going with him. I anticipate that they're gonna ask him about the dean conversation.
We need to set it off.
I hope
to do.
I hope so too.
I'd like to get that out.
Well,
I would particularly get that out, the one out about the fifth thing, because that, as I said, is all right if it's stolen from us, if it's stolen honestly.
Right.
Otherwise, it could be bad. Dean knows it too.
I think so.
He has a little problem on that, though. Puts him in the lead.
It sure does. We have stumbled on another one. We're trying to follow up on Dean. At one point, got himself on some money, hands on some money to send to a stock group. You remember the $350,000 one you talked about? Turned $22,000 over to Chuck to buy it. And that left $22,000 short in the $350,000, which stands as testified. He later gave back to Strong to make it up. Strong put it back in the lockbox. So when he delivered the money to LaRue, he delivered it for full $350,000. But out of the $22,000, they gave to Chuck Post to buy ads that originally intended budget 5 ads. And they decided not to run but 2 ads. So there was money left over. Now this was in May and early June. Then when the Watergate happened, they still had that money in cash down here, $50 bill. So Howard decided he didn't want the cash on, which Howard works for Chuck. So he asked Strong what to do with the money. Strong said, I don't want it. Give it to John Dean. So they took the time to give it to John Dean. He said he'd take care of it.
How much did that be?
It was between $7,000 and $14,000. Nobody exactly remembers.
Probably bought up some of his fancy suits.
I don't know what happened. I'm sure wish I could pin that down, but I want to cross the town with all the different money. If it turns out
this afternoon that Bob may cut back on the market complete.
Yes, sir. And I talked with John Lewis, talked with Bob about it. Bob is well prepared on all these kinds of subjects.
Oh, sure.
He came back over just yesterday, so all this stuff.
All these kinds of also, he's got a fantastic memory. He's smart.
Certainly
smarter than they.
He's well prepared.
He'll get that right out of the ballpark. I want to get that old $80 crap down, too. I don't think anybody, any sensible person, anybody believes that. But you know what I mean? I want to knock it down.
Get out in public.
first.
He wanted to block it.
Get after the report.
He thought we ought to run a consecutive session of the grand jury. Should commit.
Right. Then let him have police testimony.
That's right. That was Mitchell's line sitting right in the room. And later on, Colson. I was saying right out of the record, right after the fact, you give a sworn statement to the dean, and you're all the dean. Let it all hang out. You see, Fred, the reason you can now see, looking back, that I was saying all that, that I must have felt, first, that the White House was clean, but second, looking back, I probably had a sixth sense that maybe there was something going on that I didn't know about. Well, you know, you just never know. Or otherwise, it would have been system. I think the major reason was the PR. You know, I just felt it looked like a cover up.
I didn't get it out one way or the other. Well, we're going to spend a lot of time now on cross contamination, but I think that's our. That's the focus of the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Sir, with your briefing? Do I come over to UB? The strong thing is curious. Strong is a great, strong fellow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A decent man. He isn't like a McGruder. He isn't like the dean. He isn't a hot shot, clever boy, and so forth. Maybe he just got scared.
This must be very frightened by the dean's testimony.
I would be too sure of the committee, but the committee's charge is that Strong is much related in the law, as I did, he doesn't do practically worship God. No, pretty
good. What I do. There over there.
And they say that he's going to say that Bob blew what he told him when he covered up what they quit. You left that directly.
It's on the wire services. This is the wire service, though.
I should. I'd be wondering.
But the committee apparently did vote on the question.
Yeah, I understand that, but I mean, they haven't had Strong yet. No,
they haven't had Strong.
How the hell they know what he's going to say? Well, if he told them that, how did they know?
Feeling for a minute to get it.
Well, look, more and more is going to come out. Just don't take it. But we're strong enough to take it now.
And we'll do our very best to do the cross examination. And if we get some of these people to speak out, that's the biggest thing we need now. Is to get somebody to speak out, then the president can get the other people moving. Get these son of people, they're acting spineless.
They are
sitting. They're just sitting.
Huh?
They're just sitting.
Yeah.
As soon as we can get this cross examination.
What do you want us to move to the zoo here?
I think we're going to have to get up there personally this time. But I won't go up myself. I know what I'm going to do. See if I can't get them moving out to speak.
About who you have in mind?
Curtis will. Curtis? I know Thurman will, because I'm sorry, often. I did one of my five steps. He said, whatever you want me to say, right. We can get Gold Warden to speak out. Should be able to get a point through the others.
Fred is concerned about the point about Ron that spoke to you about, just got to get a few senators to speak out.
Yeah.
We've got somebody talking to the door. Man.
The door, we have a security. Oh, let me say that I think that will help. But also, that's your battle. But the battle, the better, the most effective battle we can fight for is to do what we've been doing. Mike's not saying a damn thing.
That's your best plan, by far.
You can get a thing.
We did discuss these lists of what we want to try to be prepared. You know, for whatever that comes.
What will give you the reason now?
Well, from earlier, but you have all the materials, right? You're preparing several just general statements that we have ready to go.
Just don't have to pray for the mantra every day, right?
No, well, that's what I'm saying. The consensus is that our best position, unless there's some wild outgrowth slap, which would be plenty of just to issue a flat pile, our best, strongest position, what you are meeting with the president, is to say, in relation to the Dean testimony, we would have no comment.
Or we just say this testimony is saturated with false statements. We'll have no further comment. We'll speak to it separately.
Okay.
I think we want to be careful saying we speak to anything at a later time. And if you bother, it's the president's not speaking.
I don't want to speak to it.
Yes, we'll work on the words, but I will just put down the accounts. We'll just pass it over at this time. The guy can pass it over and make it go on. But after he's finished,
he was telling me a couple of interesting things that they picked up today. I think the fact that Ehrlich has signed off on the covert operations, that's national security and all that sort of stuff. I just let that one go. That's
well, we aren't in it. I'll jump on the information.
The one thing I did mention is he said Strom is going to take care of you and jump on Bob. I just can't believe it. Just can't believe it. Says it's on the wire.
Yeah.
Is that a leak or a guess?
It has to be.
It's a leak. We don't know this stuff. I understand that he did go on.
Bob knew the cover up. Strom is going to say that Bob knew the cover up 1 week after.
Shortly after.
I guess I can't believe that.
It's probably his best stretch to what Strom said he would actually say.
What do you think? What in the hell would Bob have known about the cover? What the hell would Strom know? The CIA thing, that's another matter. The Magruder testimony. That occurred a week later. I'm going to say that they all knew about the Magruder thing. Forget whether it's the truth or not. I never saw him through, so he had no knowledge, whatever, of anything of idea.
Well, Magruder says that he talked to Bob in January. But that's crazy because Magruder was still protesting his innocence to everybody that would listen.
In January.
Everybody else.
He was trying to get a job in California. He was talking about running for Secretary of State.
Until March or April. Seen some of the conversation.
That's right. So he wouldn't have told Bob in January if he was involved. That's ridiculous.
That's
he wouldn't have if he would.
Huh?
Yes, we wouldn't have.
That doesn't implicate Bob, does Yeah. Not what an investigation is going on.
Whatever effect it has, what I'm saying is that Magruder has got himself way out on the limb with some of his testimony. This is just one of the items. Without stretching the testimony of the fact.
Boy, I just trust that the strong man is hungry. Can't believe Gordon's strong. I believe, first, that it happened, and second, that he's considering the possible. We will not have a number when we get to it. I mean, you've got to pop with him. You don't need that word of a word. We'll be back here. We weren't thinking about this guy, guys, thing. Ron, at that time, I wasn't, were you?
Yeah. Well, my impression was that
we were pretty mad. These Gilberts, these crazy nuts, were going to be trying to go to jail. Good heavens, we were. And we were checking. Nobody in the White House was involved, and nobody else in the committee, including Magruder. That'd be very wrong on the box.
But
if Magruder can pass a liar, he lied once, and how can he lead the second time? Oh. How about you? What do you say?
Well, Magruder hasn't said that, has
he? No.
They say he's going to say it.
No, say Strong's going to say it.
I'm sorry.
Magruder has implicated Strong. Very. What's up with Magruder
now? I knew that was going to happen because. Oh, one other thing that you may not have gotten out of your talk with Peterson. When I talked to Peterson, I had told him about Pittman's blackmail thing. I told him about that, and he said, and he shook his head, he said, gee, I don't know what's going to happen to him. He said, I don't know. Pittman's a very good friend of mine. Just hope it's not true that it works that way. He knows Pittman, see?
Yes, I had that.
I told you that earlier, okay.
And I think that.
But you have to clear that I did it, and I disclosed the damn thing.
I think that the final analysis, Peterson's probably going to make the best of this we have. I'm going to arrange to give him off. See, because in April, for instance, when the thing came up, he came up and told you about Gray's denial.
Right.
And you checked into that one, and you called. Peterson back that night that you're going to go back to Gray.
I called him.
Yes, you called him. And told him you're going to go back to Gray, but he's not telling you the truth.
Right.
You informed him.
Because the reason I didn't, you see, that Bob and John Erdman told me he'd given him the damn document.
So he's denied everybody over
here. So he made another further check.
So he made another further check, which you see, you disclosed to him at that
right.
time. You told him about the business blackmail. In other words, the whole business, you level with Peterson. He's the assistant attorney general who was heading the prosecution.
And why didn't I do that before? Because my prosecutor was John Dean. Hell, he's supposed to be telling him all this.
And you told him.
He was talking to him every day.
And you told him this. You started telling him this stuff. In fact, you told him most of it. On the 15th. Which was the day that he came up and told you that John Dean was down seeking immunity.
Right. And also he told me that Alderman Erdman ought to be fired.
That's right.
And gave me a sheet of paper that wasn't enough.
Didn't have the evidence.
And you saw that picture. Right. I called Rogers this time and showed him the piece of paper. We went on the boat that night. Went to the next time. Bill looked at it and he said, that's not enough.
One of the big things is that, and I think it's going to be very helpful, Henry Peterson on that stand. Henry Peterson says the president told me this and the president told me that.
I want him to be sure to remember I told him about Pittman.
He remembers about this.
Sir.
He remembers about you telling him about this.
Pittman asked her for $120,000.
He remembers about you coming back and telling him, well, they did give the documents. Great. Good time. So these are kind of things. This shows the complete absence of a cover up because you were telling the prosecutor. At that point, we were telling you yourself, and you called and talked to Henry Peterson practically every day from that day on.
I know it is.
So he's
tried to get the dope, and I said, "Now, Henry, you tell me everything except don't tell me anything from Gratiot." I remember another little incident. Wilson, after I talked to him, said, "We'd like a piece of paper showing what they saw on Bob and John." And I called Peterson, and I said, "Would you give me a piece of paper?" And he came and he said, "I can't do it because it recalls grand jury testimony." I said, "Fine, I don't want it." Do you remember that? I played the level with him all the way, and he doesn't question that.
Okay. I think you're really.
The only time when I did something.
You shoot on him on the 18th.
Didn't like when I called him. I hit him hard because I guess couldn't believe that he, you know, would go into a national security thing. When I told him, I said, "You can't do this. This is not your job." It won't do well. But I, later on, he came in. The lieutenant turned around. I said, "Send it out." That's when the ticker tape in the name of bottom line comes. That's when we sent the stuff out. Right? Well, it's going to be interesting then. Your theory about Chris Paul.
I really want to question things of what he did to that money.
He's got about $7,000.
$7,000 to $14,000. $7,000 to $14,000. We haven't been, I'm going to be able for today's out to know how much it was. Because it went to Joe Baruti's firm. All we've got to do is find out how much he got for the ad. The rest of it was turned back. He tried to get it strong. So I said, "Well, I just go down and say, 'Give John Dean, see what he did to it.' This one don't have to use it." So they went down to see him. Asked John Dean, "Did he take the money?" He said, "Yeah, give it to me. I'll take care of it." And that's where the trail of the money stops.
What was it?
This in June.
This was in June. About a week and a half after the vote. He'll pay it. He either convert it or pay it over to the committee or use it for payments. I don't know what he did with it. Sure, I'll probably have a testimony. But the logical thing to do was then give it back to Bob because it seemed like he used it.
And you've been around not a week after. I guess this is a week after the election. Bob didn't transfer the 350 back.
No, Bob still had the 350. This was about a week after Watergate.
Oh.
It's a few days after Watergate.
Oh, and that's when he was reimbursed for the 350.
Yes. He was reimbursed later after the election for the 350.
Thank God I never allowed people to talk to me about money. Thank God. The best rule in the world.
But this may be very helpful for cross-examination. Almost anything he did with that money is not very true. If he can't account for what he did with it,
then we
have succeeded. Because somebody did.
The other hand, I suppose the whole strategy of Dean would be then to others no longer can't do it. He's not going to get an interview, is he? Transaction. They can't change that kind of So, his best chance now is to confess to every damn thing he did politically. But they can still convict him on things that they knew before he went up there. Is that correct?
They can still convict him. They can still use any evidence they have as of that.
But do you think they've got some evidence to get him?
They think they've got enough to get him.
But they didn't have the Magruder on their own. They didn't have Magruder, their star witness, and that's another road to it.
Yes, sir. Magruder has testified in the grand jury.
Oh, sir. Like, for the truth?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh.
He's testified all.
He's filled everything?
Yes, sir. You shot him into the grand jury. Yes, sir.
I know. The truth, though, he's been there.
Yes, sir.
He lied. Huh?
He told a pretty poor story to the grand jury. Mm-hmm. We don't know the details.
But if he did that, then Dean's son.
And they've got Caulfield's testimony
about clemency.
About clemency.
The offer of clemency would itself not be illegal, would it?